Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
He's Gene McKenzie.
All the bodies have now been recovered. So that is 179 people in total. That is everybody who was on this flight, apart from the two flight crew who were rescued.
At the airport. Officials have been reading off the names of victims for families. Reporter Jen Moon is there.
Heartbreaking scenes continue to unfold here at Mulan International Airport as more than 100 family members gathered.
The plane made a high-speed belly landing, then exploded. Jeju Airlines CEO Kim Ebe.
I bow in apology to everyone who's cherished Jeju Air. Above all, I want to give my sincere apology and condolences to those who've lost their lives in the accident and their families.
Again, 179 people killed in that crash. CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Anna Tomei Olson. If you're not feeling too festive this year, it's not just you. The holiday season can be hard for a variety of reasons. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
In Wisconsin, the recent school shooting tragedy in Madison can compound feelings of loneliness and grief that are already common this time of year. Mary Kay Battaglia, who heads the National Alliance on Mental Illness Wisconsin chapter, says seeing others celebrating can also contribute to feelings of stress.
You see everyone around you, the commercials, it's festive, right? Everyone else is festive. And sometimes you're not feeling as festive as what social media or the commercials you're seeing are telling you you should feel.
NAMI reports 3 in 5 Americans feel the holidays negatively impact their mental health. Adults are encouraged to pay special attention to the young people in their lives this time of year. State data indicate about 1/3 of young Wisconsinites report feelings of sadness and hopelessness nearly every day. Battaglia believes it's another sign that local communities need to focus more on how to help people reconnect in meaningful ways.
We've had social media take us to a place that allows us to think we're connecting, but we're not really. We're not connecting with people. And so I think it's really important that youth feel connected in some way that's real and honest and in person.
For those who don't have friends or family close, Battaglia says the Uplift Wisconsin hotline is open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, and anyone can call if they need someone to talk with. And if you're experiencing a mental health crisis, you can call 988 to reach the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks lose to the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Bulls at the United Center last night, 116-111. Damian Lillard was back, scoring 29 points. Giannis out a fourth straight game, dealing with back spasms and a flu bug. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers after the loss.
You know, if guys are out, they're out, and you still want to win games. I think we should have won the last two games, but should have in doing it is two different things. And, you know, I don't look back like, okay, well, yeah, we could have been 18-12, but we're not. You know what I'm saying? So what are you going to do about it? You're going to go and keep building. Hopefully we get everybody back. We start playing well and get back to the way we were playing.
Men's college hockey. The Badgers in the final of the holiday faceoff at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee tonight against UConn. Wisconsin beating Ferris State yesterday 8-0 to advance. NFL. Packers at the Vikings. A recap coming up tonight after the game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday. Some clouds, some patchy fog, and some rain out there as well. Highs of the lower 40s, a northeast breeze, 5 to 15. Any rain comes to an end tonight. Skies will turn partly cloudy and lows dropping to the lower 30s. Currently 35 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, That was a lot better than the original person.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Back we are, the music of the stars. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani. Civic Media Radio Network. Happy New Year, almost. Join me on New Year's Eve.
Hi, this is Shorty Rogers. I hope you enjoy our jazz version of the Nutcracker Suite as much as we enjoyed recording it.
little girl marched round her Christmas tree, and many a marvelous toy had she. There were cornucopias of sugar plums, and a mouse with a crown that sucked its thumbs, and a fascinating Russian folderol, which was a doll inside a doll inside a doll inside a doll, and a posy as gay as the Christmas lights, and a picture book of the Arabian Nights, and a painted silken Chinese fan. But the one she loved was the Nutcracker Man. She thought about him when she went to bed, with his great long legs and his funny little head. So she crept downstairs for a last good night, and arrived in the middle of a furious fight. The royal mouse that sucked its thumbs led an army of mice with swords and drums. They were battling to seize the toys as slaves to wait upon them in their secret caves. The Nutcracker Man cracked many a crown, but they overwhelmed him. They whelmed him down. They were cramming him into a hole in the floor when the little girl tiptoed to the door. She had one talent which made her proud. She could meow like a cat, and now she meowed. A meow so fierce, a meow so feline, that the mice fled home in a squealing beeline. The Nutcracker Man cracked a hickory nut to see if his jaws could open and shut. Then he cracked another, and he didn't wince, and he turned like that into a handsome prince. And the toys came dancing from the Christmas tree to celebrate the famous victory.
Shorty Rogers, Swingin' Tchaikovsky. That is Shorty Rogers and the Sax Quartet. Hey, the music of the stars all the way till high noon. Join us on Facebook. Spike Jones.
I got a drum. I got a horn. They gave me a bicycle just for being born. But I'm only getting half of what I oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. I got a train. I got a gun. They gave me a space suit. That should be lots of fun. But I'm only getting half of what I oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. Gee, but it's tough to be a kid like me. But I guess there is nothing I can do, 'cause all of the stuff beneath the Christmas tree has to count for my birthday too. I get so mad at Mom and Dad of all of the days that they picked to have me had. And they only give me half of what they oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. Kid like me, huh. But I guess there's nothing I can do, 'cause all of the stuff beneath the Christmas tree has to count for my birthday too. Oh, I get so mad at Mom and Dad of all of the days that they picked to have me had, and they only give me half of what they oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. Why does my birthday have to come on Christmas?
Music of the Stars. And some of our least loved Christmas stories.
'Twas the fright before Christmas. No one upset me with a big bowl of popcorn watching TV. I stretched, gave a yawn, settled back in my chair in hopes that St. Nicholson soon would be there. The children were lying awake without sleep. They'd seen all his movies. He gives them the creeps. I'd queued up Cuckoo's Nest with my trusty remote to the part where he had all the nuts on the boat. When out in the yard, there arose such a noise, I turned off the TV to see what it was. And what to my wondering eyes should approach but the Los Angeles Lakers and Pat Riley, their coach. The limo was racing, the team at its heels. That's when I saw him, the man at the wheel. He ranted and cursed, waved round his swizzle stick, and I knew in a second it must be Jack Nick. More rapid than the Celtics, these Lakers they came. He screamed like a madman and called them by name.
Now Magic, now Worthy, now Scott and Kareem, on Cooper, on Rambis, and the rest of the team.
Down the chimney, St. Nicholson came with a groan. Then he brushed off the soot and said,
"Honey, I'm home."
He was wearing a trench coat, with beer it was stained, and a shirt clawed to shreds by Shirley MacLaine. He had a fat face and a flabby beer belly from too many trips to the bar and the deli.
It's tough when an actor becomes fat and lazy. I only get calls to play weirdos and crazies, and middle-aged has-beens with washed-up careers. But I'll fix them all and play Santa this year.
And with that, he buried his head in the sack and said,
"Let's see what you get from your old buddy Jack. A hatchet for Daddy.
He reared back his head.
To scare all those little buggers upstairs in bed. And a stiff drink for Mommy in a nice tall glass. She could really use something to kill that bug up her chimney.
With a wink of his eye and a twist of his face, he threw all the stockings into the fireplace. What could I do? What could I say? What would I wear on my feet Christmas Day? I asked for a reason, and turning his head, he looked straight at me, and here's what he said.
Why? Do you want to know why? Do you really want to know why, pal? I'll tell you why. When you're out Christmas shopping, you know, doing your little Christmas things with all your little Christmas friends, spreading all that Christmas cheer with those stupid Christmas songs. Did you ever stop and think of picking up a little something for old Jack? Huh? Did you ever stop to think what Jack might like for Christmas? You know, Jack from the movies, up on the big screen, pouring his heart out.
Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart. A world where roses bloom, and when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be La Vie en Rose. Quand elle me prend dans ses bras, elle nous parlait tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Elle m'a dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Elle est entrée dans mon cour, une porte de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est elle pour moi, moi pour elle dans la vie. Elle m'en l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors j'ai sans émoi mon cœur qui bat. Chérie, j'adore ça, chérie.
The flames towered brightly in the cold, wintry sky as he made for his limo and bade his goodbye. And an age may unfold ere I fail to regret that visit from St. Nicholson, which I'd sooner forget. But I swear by the goosebumps upon my skin that I'll always remember that devilish grin and his voice crying out ere he faded from sight.
Merry Christmas to all, and I hope I never see you again as long as I live, for crying out loud.
Why I'm riding the rails. Hoboken, New York, PA, 66. seconds is all I'll stay. Keeps me out of county jails, and that's why I'm riding the rails. Moline, Kentucky, or the fields of Alabama. Rooming with the box of nails, or peanuts and yams. Got no next of kin, and there's no one in my will. Only thing I'm scared of is standing still. I'll ride till I'm dead. Boxcar's my only bed. That's home when all else fails. That's why I'm riding the rails.
Crush Fire Billy and his buddies Ned Slim. 9 years back in Provo was the last I saw of him. Break me, leave me be. Let this hobo rest his bones. Sleep will overtake me when that easy moan.
My bride.
I'll hop her when she sails.
That's why I'm riding the rails.
I'm riding, I'm sliding, I won't last too long. Got a bandana and a whistle for a song. There ain't no wheels on the floor of a jail. That's why I'm riding the rails.
My little boy and girl asked me, Daddy, what's a train? When I was just a boy and living by the track, us kids would gather up the coal in big old gunny sacks. Then we heard the warning sound as the train pulled into view. The engineer would smile and wave as she went rolling through. She blew so loud and clear, we had to cover up our ears. We counted cars just as high as we could go. I can almost hear the steam, those big old drivers scream, a sound my little kids will never know. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain? When my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's train. I guess the times have changed. Kids are different now, 'cause some don't even seem to know that milk comes from a cow. My little boy can tell the names of all the baseball stars. I remember how we memorized the names on railroad cars. The Wabash and the TP, Lackawanna and the IC, the Nickel Plate, the good old Santa Fe. Just names out of the past, I guess they're fading fast, every time I hear my little boy say. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain? When my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? We climb into the car, drove down into town, right up to the depot house, but no one was around. We searched the yard together for something I could show, but I knew there hadn't been a train for a dozen years or so. All the things I did when I was just a kid, how far away those memories appear. I guess it's plain to see they still mean a lot to me. My ambition was to be an engineer. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain? When my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train?
John Denver. Music of the Stars, K.D. Lang.
Woo, 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 woo.
my game. B&O's my middle name. I'm gone with that whistle wails, and that's why I'm riding the rails. Hoboken, New York, PA. 60 seconds is all I'll stay. Keeps me out of can of jails, and that's why I'm riding the rails. Moline, Kentucky, or the fields of Alabama. Rooming with the box of nails, or peanuts and yams. Got no next of kin, and there's no one in my will. Only thing I'm scared of is standing still. I'll ride till I'm dead. Boxcar's my only bed. That's home when all else fails. That's why I'm riding the rails.
Rush Fire Billy and his buddies Ned Slim. 9 years back in Provo was the last I saw of him. Break me, leave me be. Let this hobo rest his bones. Sleep will overtake me when that easy moans. The country's long and wide.
The Santa Fe's my bride.
I'll hop her when she sails.
That's why I'm riding the rail.
I'm riding, I'm sliding. I won't last too long. Got a bandana and a whistle for a song.
Katie Lang. Henry King. And the orchestra. Music of the Stars.
Sing me a song of the rain. Sing me a song of the shining rain. Sing me a song.
Roger Miller, 1967.
Old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't think it's time you were in bed. Close your eyes, listen to the sky. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells, bringing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. head. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes, listen to the skies. All is calm, all is well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells bringing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed?
Tom Hanks.
Please, tickets. Well, you're coming.
Magic carpet on the wheel.
Never take the rest.
Riding through the mountains and the snow.
You can ride for free.
It's fun if you say yes. Cause that's the way things happen on the Polar Express.
You bet. Stunning view that rivals all the best, but you won't ever see it advertised. It's a simple fact, we stay on track, though sometimes we digress, but that can only happen on the Polar Express. That's the sound of her breathing. Lights are gleaming far across the snow. You're not dreaming. May I present the North Pole? If it's penguins you expect to view, you surely haven't guessed. They all live down at the other end. With a little luck, we'll be on time. There's no need to stress, because that's the way things happen on the Polar Express. That's the sound of a singing. Check my manifest. Young man, that is not a toy. Take your seats, please. Take your seats.
Can't locate the guy. I don't know where he is. Stall for time.
Okay. Chattanooga Choo Choo. Run it down again. Let's go.
Glenn Miller.
Two.
The music of the stars.
Thank you.
that text what you say.
Step aside, partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roll.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga. Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
That's on the Tennessee line.
She said the Tennessee line, Jack.
She means that she can't afford.
I can't afford to board a Chattanooga choo-choo.
What have you got in there? I've got my fare.
You say you have?
Uh-huh, but not a nickel to spare.
Well, I do, who declare?
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter before. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner,
nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When whistle blowing eight to the bar,
then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shut up for all the golden, got to keep it rolling.
Whoa, Chattanooga, there you are.
Chattanooga, choo-choo, there you are.
Almost time.
Yeah, it's practically straight up, isn't it?
1 minute to midnight, 1 minute to go, 1 minute to say goodbye before we say hello. Let's start the new year right, 12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the light, let's begin kissing the old year on, kissing the new year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye, and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new year right?
That's it. That's midnight. I'll see you out on the floor, huh? Holiday. I got my check.
You won't need that, but I think you need your coat.
Happy New Year! Same to you. Many out.
Holiday Inn, 1942. Fred Astaire, of course. The music of the stars. Civic Media Radio Network. Happy holiday, everybody.
Every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday.
calendar, we bring you happy holidays to you. If you're burdened down with trouble, if your nerves are wearing thin, park your load down the road and come to Holiday Inn.
If the traffic noise affects you like a squeaky violin, kick your cares down the stairs and come to Holiday Inn.
If you can't find somebody who will set your heart awhirl, get in your car and motor to the home of boy meets girl.
If you're laid up with a breakdown, throw away your vitamin.
Don't get worse.
Grab your nurse and come to Holiday Inn.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Lay the calendar, keep green. Happy holidays.
These are the Gold Diggers from the Dean Martin Show. Music of the Stars. Stand by for CBS News. Back again in just a bit. This is Souter Finnegan. Remember Souter Finnegan?
WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. The flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder have been recovered from a Boeing 737 that crashed at an airport in southwestern South Korea today. 179 people were killed. The BBC's Gene McKenzie is there.
The plane lands at speed without its landing gear down and careers down the runway, unable to stop before crashing into the perimeter wall. It explodes, instantly engulfed by flames and thick smoke. None of the passengers stood a chance of surviving.
Two of the six crew members did survive. The BBC's Jonathan Head is in Bangkok, where the flight originated.
The investigation will have to assess why that the landing happened with the landing gear retracted, why it happened at such speed, and why the plane was unable to stop and come to a halt. It was still going at great speed when it shot off the end of the runway and impacted against the earthen wall and then bursting into flames.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.